First Samuel chapter 19, and this is about jealousy. I would need you to go into First Samuel chapter 19. I need you to sit down and read this. I need you to take your time and look at this and ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you about what the Lord wants you to know at this time concerning this chapter. King Saul tried to kill David 3 times in this chapter. King Saul was full of jealousy towards David. He disobeyed God. God rejected Saul. King Saul took it out on David. His jealousy drove him to insanity, and the evil spirits tormented him. And David was being protected by God as King Saul was trying to pursue him. I want you to know that when your enemies or your enemy comes after you, God's hand is on your life, and there is nothing that anyone can do to you. Jealousy will rise up in people as the anointing on your life increases. Jealousy will raise up in people as you obey God, separate yourself from them. Jealousy will increase as God increases you. Jealousy will increase as people see the glory of God resting on you. Jealousy will be in your face when someone wants what God has given you. I want you to be encouraged to stay humble. Obey God and remove all distractions. Get in God's face and stay there. Saul sent men to bring David back to him, but something happened. He sent more men, but something happened to those men. Saul came with his men to kill David, but when he got there, something happened. Saul had plans to do one thing, and when he got to where he was going to do that one thing, he ran into the Spirit of God, and something happened. Saul's behavior after his encounter with the Spirit of God symbolized his loss of his status, his personal dignity, and him knowing the consequences of doing things his way, not God's way. Don't attack people who God has sent to do his work. Don't try to destroy people who God has anointed and called. Don't raise up your heart against God to do what you want to do. King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't the only one God had to humble. God preserved David's anointing 3 times in this chapter while stripping every enemy that came after him. They had no control, and when they entered the place where the Spirit of God was dwelling, they were surprised, because then God took over and showed them that they had no power. Please remember, jealousy comes with the anointing. Jealousy comes with obedience. Jealousy comes with a humbled, holy, sanctified, righteous life. It is a major distraction. Satan likes to use jealousy within your inner circle, people that are close to you, people that are special to you, that are dear to you, ones that you call friends, ones that you call family. There are people that you may have a certain expectation for, and you may see them in a certain way, and then you see this jealousy raise up. Sometimes in certain instances, you already saw it with them, but you ignored it because of who they were and the relationship you had with them, and you blew it off as immaturity, but then the Lord brought it back in your face so you could see that it had never left. I spoke before about brothers and sisters in Christ, disobedient brothers and sisters in Christ that come against you based off the anointing and the gift that you have, and that we get before the Lord about that, and whatever the Lord chooses to do, we are only happy if they are being delivered. So I encourage you in this next level of where you're going, that when you face jealousy, you have already had the foundation to know why the jealousy is there. Don't allow jealousy to enter your heart, as you are the one that are dealing with it. Don't in turn do the same thing to someone else, and keep your face before the Lord and keep your heart surrendered before the Lord. Have a blessed day.